views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We are doing a fabulous show today with Barbara Scheidegger, and here's why. You know, you heard us talk a little bit in the past hour, and certainly if you listened to any of the shows I did last week, I was talking about this opportunity that we have. You know, it's opportunity when I think about it. It's an opportunity to really open up to what the universe, what the energy is bringing forth to all of us. And, you know, sometimes we get it and can receive it, and other times we can't. And what I love about today's show and what Barbara's bringing to the forefront is about detoxing our mind and detoxing our lives. And what that means is that we're looking at things that are getting in the way of us accessing our higher selves, living the lives we truly want, and doing things in the world to create a better world. You know, Barbara is somebody that doesn't just talk about this, but she lives and breathes this. A clinical hypnotherapist, the creator of Yes Minded Power, the Scheidegger Approach, and much more. You know, she is the person that helps other people get to the places they want to go, and then clear the pathway to make that journey possible. And so when we think about how are we going to do it, how do we get from where we are today to where we want to go, one of the first things we have to think about, and many of you know this, you've heard me talk about this, try to Google the word stuck or stuckness. And when I did that, almost 15, 16 years ago, when we were launching Crust Busting, you know, there was a particular number that I wrote down. When you Google those words today, the massive amount of references to being stuck or being in a place of stuckness is mind-boggling. Today, we're going to talk about what do we need to know to detox the mind, detox the body, and detox your life. Barbara, great to have you here, right?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't think I've ever met a person that didn't want to achieve something, right?
That's correct,
all different. Yeah. And yet, they just can't. And so I wanted to ask you about what it was that helped you come up with detoxing the mind and why that is an important first step to even look at.
It is a place, I mean, most of the time when people are detoxing their mind, that's when they hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to go anymore. And that's when you have to stop, breathe, and say, what is it? What is holding me back? And I realized myself when I had that situation that I stopped and I realized it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this all to myself. I am responsible or whatever happens to me, because I'm making that choice. We have always choices in life, a positive one or a negative one. And we, unfortunately, we try to linger in our past, which it's just known, and we get stuck there. And that's what I did until I realized the past is not going to bring me anything because it's the past.
Right.
So I had to take a deep breath and see myself in a neutral situation, just neutral. I'm saying, this is me now. And I realized that my thoughts are basically holding me back. the words I use for myself. Yes, you cannot do that. Yes, it's too hard. Oh my God, poor me. I feel so sorry for myself. And I played the victim. And when I looked back, I realized, my God, I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
It brought me here, and it will bring me much more if I move forward. And I realized also that fear is holding me back. The fear of the unknown. That's why I lingered in the known, which was the past. At least I knew I feel miserable. At least I knew I wasn't fine. At least I knew I'm stupid. You know, all these things. But I realized, and when somebody, I asked somebody, you know, can you help me just to move forward? And he just asked me, would you listen to me this time? Because I told you before many times, you're smart, you know what you're doing, and you're healthy and you can move forward. And I told him, yes, I will listen to you this time. And he pointed out many points in my life that I can move forward. And then the question was, what do you have to do now? And I had to realize, and I have to pay attention to my thoughts, my mm-hmm. mind, what I'm thinking, the words I'm using. So I got up in the morning from that point on telling myself, life is good. I'm looking forward to a wonderful day. No matter what, I will smile. It is just the way I talked to myself. Like, we have the tendency, you know, to be very kind to other people, but we are so unkind to ourselves. So
yeah.
We criticize ourselves constantly.
Well, one of the things I love is because in what you do and the body of work you do, especially when we're talking about yes-minded power, you take a look at the whole parts of us, the mind, the body, the spirit, our lives, the whole idea, because a lot of our culture right now is about detoxing the body. Just detox the body.
Yep.
Just drink the green drink. But what kind of green drink do we drink for our mind?
That's what I'm saying, yes. But, you know, you have, I just had a conversation with someone. I said, you know what, we drink our liquids. We just detox the body, but the mind is still going on. Oh, my God, what do I do tomorrow? Oh, my God, I cannot move forward. My job, I don't like my job. All detoxing the body won't help. Your mind, your thoughts, when they are clear, honest, and kind, this is the kind of thoughts that detox actually your body, and at the same time detox your mind, your life. And I always say, look, we're coming out with this old big list. This is the secret to have a better life. Remember those 7 points, those 12 points. I'm telling you, just remember 3. And that's what our mind can take. Pay attention to your mind, to your thoughts, what you're thinking. Detox your mind. Detox your body. Be kind to your body. Paying attention to what your body's sending you. What message? If something is hurting, it's not, oh, because I slept on my shoulder, or no, you sleep every night on your shoulder. what is the body you're telling you? Do you have to stop doing certain movements? You have to stop eating certain things, and then you move on. And then detoxing your life equals also your spiritual way of thinking. Is when you meet people, and before you meet them, you have already that feeling, oh, he's bringing me down. But I have to see him because I saw this person for 20 years. No, it's time to let them go. And we have the tendency, you know, it's, I say, always close the door. One door, one will open up. We close the door, but we look at that door constantly, which is closed. And that's why is it closed? Instead of letting that door close, turn your head and go to the door that opened up. For new opportunities, because every day there are new opportunities. But if we just pay attention to what is closed, you cannot pay attention to what opens up to you today. That's when we miss opportunities. And that's so sad.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I know you both were out in the other room during the last hour, but I was talking about how in our culture right now, especially in media, we're seeing blockbuster movies that are about endings, you know, characters that have been with us for 10 years or so are no longer with us. I'm not going to be a spoiler, so I'm not going to give out any information on that. And we're seeing, you know, things that have been with us 10 years or more coming to an end, coming to a close. And the reality is that we don't want them to end. So here's an example, and we'll talk about this when we come back and what your work helps people with, the idea of letting go. So even with all of the information out about some of these blockbuster movies, right? Game of Thrones for sure, The Avengers for sure. Even with the chapter closed, the media can't stop talking about a spinoff. Do we think these characters will somehow come back, ride back on a dragon, and keep the drama going? And that is an example of what we do with our mind. What is it about us that wants to keep the drama going? I'm not going to answer that, Barbara is. We're going to take a short break. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. This is really kind of pivotal right now as we start to look at how do we move forward in life? You know, what are some of the things that we really should be looking at when we feel we're not moving as quickly as we're moving. You know, right now, every time you turn around, there's a detox for something. But what is Detox Your Life about? And that's what Barbara Scheidegger is my guest here today. She's also the host of Yes Minded Power Radio. The Scheidegger approach is something she's created. She's a fantastic clinical hypnotherapist. She works with people all over the world, not just on getting unstuck and letting go, but how to create the life you want. And, you know, for more information on Barbara, you could go to barbarascheidegger.com or yesmindedpower.com. You know, we're talking about, Barbara, we're talking about detoxing your life. And it has different components, the mind, the body, and the spirit, so
to
speak.
Yeah.
You just gave us a great overview on this. And I wanted to ask you, let's start talking about detox the mind. Because I know for me that I'm actually having this experience playing ping pong with my coach. And everybody tells me that, you know, I would be a great player if I only could move. And so I had this thinking in my mind about my knees and why I can't move. But see, my coach doesn't know that. And so his direction to me is just try.
Absolutely.
Just try. But it really talks to how often we tell ourselves, even if we don't say it out loud, that we can't do something, that we don't have the credential. So how important for you is detox your mind? And how does this show up in the body of work you do with people?
Well, I think that's the most important part of detoxing anything, is detox your mind. That's step one. When your mind is in sync with the unconscious mind, you can have whatever you want. But deep in within us, still there sometimes is something sitting that we are not even aware of it, and we're just doing something unconsciously. Well, life is, movements are unconscious. Thank God we don't have to think about how to lift our hands and how to turn our head. That's good. That's good for the to have the unconscious mind. But there is the other part, the seat of the problem, and also where the solution sits. And when we sit still and just can calm our mind, and that's a simple way what we're doing all day long, it's with breathing. That's the way we can detox our mind. I'm not telling you sit hours there and still and breathe. No, it can start in the morning when you get up. Before you reach to that phone, who emailed me last night? What's the text? That can wait 5 more minutes. It starts with 5 minutes. That's what we can take. Just sit still, breathe in, breathe out, but pay attention how you breathe. Very simple. Is your tummy going out? Is your tummy going in? Are you filling up your body with oxygen, and your mind, your brain? It needs that flow of energy, of oxygen, and let it flow through you. And be still with your mind and pay attention just how your body works. And then you start asking this question, you know, basically who I am. Who can I be and where I want to be? And just let it go. And see yourself just in a place of happiness, of being, and telling yourself already, life is good. Because you woke up above the ground. And that's a great thing already in the morning. And what you're telling yourself is the most important thing in your life. The words you use for yourself. If you want to make somebody good, you tell him, you're beautiful. How many times did you tell someone, you can? Yes, of course you can. Just try. Use these words for yourself. Yes, I can. I try. I'll give it a shot. And there is no failure. There are lessons and experiences. And once it doesn't move further, you look back and say, what can I change on that to move forward? So it's all in our mind what's holding us back to move forward. Even our health is in our mind. We can heal ourselves just with the mind. And I have to tell you, look, you're not alone. There are many people like this. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes it needs one or two or three sessions of hypnotherapy, just that I can show you and teach you how to do it, to go in that relaxed state of being and let go of all these toxins in your mind. Let them go. They have no business within you, nothing else. You wouldn't eat a poisoned croissant either, even if it looks so delicious. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to hurt you. So now you know that your thoughts can hurt you and put you in a negative spot in your life. Now you can switch them to positive. If it just starts in the morning, you know, you know that you have to go to work, and you know you don't like your boss, he's always so mean, but you make money with that. You're moving forward with the money you make, and will give you the opportunity to maybe take another class in the evening so you can leave that job and get another one. See the positive. Laugh about it. Laugh about your boss. Oh, my God, yeah, he's going to be like this and this and this. We know. It's not new. So learn to laugh about those things and go on with what you're doing good in your work, so you can build on that and move forward. If it stops smoking, instead of telling yourself, I'm a smoker, I don't want to smoke, you start telling yourself, I'll be a non-smoker. Just that word already. How does that sink in your life? Or I can do whatever I want. I wanna run a marathon. You're not going out there and run a marathon at the date. You train yourself. You're on 1 mile, 2 miles, 10 miles, little by little. It's the little step that counts. You cannot jump from one to the other miles forward to your goal without having the experience getting there.
Oh, yeah. Just talk to Carter. He's training for a marathon. Our producer, Carter, who's running this show. And, you know, I think about that, and I think about what the discipline is.
Yeah.
And you know, here's what I want to talk about with this too, is we can convince ourselves of something that has the word can't in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Without even saying it. We opt out. We opt out. And we opt out of things that go on in a day and then a week. And then a year, and then we find we have opted out of our lives, and we don't even know it. And so how do we use the mind to help us opt in?
It's like you said the word, it's discipline.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have the willpower. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the gym in January. You see the gym full, but then suddenly you realize, oh, my shoulder, my gym.
Jessica!
And then you don't go anymore. Then it goes into discipline. Your body is just telling you, thank you very much. You moved my muscles around. I can live again. I can grow. I can have a posture that's up straight. And you feel after that, actually, even if these muscles hurt, you feel good. You did something. And take that and discipline. And that make a plan. This is what I'm going to do. This change, your discipline changes your identity. You're not the person anymore who sleeps in and doesn't go to the gym. You are the person who is at 6 o'clock in the morning at the gym. And you work out and do your whatever you like to do.
Right.
And then you go home. Now it's disciplining yourself. And that's with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
That you're telling yourself, yes, I can. And I will do that. And I will be the one, you know, who can go up the stairs, all flights without stopping. I don't take the elevator. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. be proud of yourself every time when you go to the gym and tell everyone, I'm going to the gym. Let it be official. Let it be known that you're going, that you make a change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the little hurts maybe means your body tell you, let's adjust a little bit something. And that's exactly with the mind. Then it comes to your mind and you have to ask, okay, what can I do to make it better? Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I will run that marathon, but I have to start now. And that's where we have to shift our thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, when we think about this, and clearly you touched upon it before in the first segment, and that was that, I don't know about you, but I'm not as smart about myself as others are about me. I don't see myself. And I have found in my life that I have to reflect or work with someone to help me get from here to here.
Yeah.
And I used a physical example, right? I used ping pong, right? I mean, you can't see yourself the way somebody that knows how to help you can see you. And I think that's what we're also talking about. You know, when I think about you and the work you do and Yes Mind at Power, what I'm also thinking about is the people that you work with, where they were and where they're going. We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back. Barbara Scheidegger, we're talking about detox your life. Yep, your mind, your body, and your spirit. And in that order. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this idea of the body. Why should we care about detoxing the body? Yeah, you could read about the fad diets. You could read about the green drinks. You could read about. But why, if you're going to go through the trouble of your mind, should you be looking now at the body? Not one, but both. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Hey, for more information about me, you can go to thedrpatshow.com. And yeah, you will find a little bit of information about me. Pretty soon, you'll be able to go to my website, which we're working on right now. We have a new hour that is called Power Up with Dr. Pat on Thursdays at noon. You can get that on transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Barbara, just go to Barbara's website, yesmindedpower.com. Or Barbara Scheidegger, yesmindedpower.com. And what you're going to be able to see when you get there is you'll be able to take a look at the Scheidegger approach, what Barbara does. You'll be able to find out more about who she is. But more importantly, she puts together some great videos to help folks. And more importantly, if you really want to get unstuck, give Barbara a call, 323-679-2343. That is, if you're ready to detox all of you, 323-679-2343. We're talking about what does it mean to detox your life. And so, Barbara, we've given people an overview of the idea that is mind, body, and spirit. We talked about the mind. Let's talk about the body now, because there's a lot of information out there about the body, but we need to make the connection. And this doesn't happen a lot out there. When they talk about detoxing the body, it's like, here's how you make your green drink. But we don't put the mind and the body together.
Yeah.
And that's the key. If you just do the body, then what?
Look, we have the tendency that we always want other people to tell you what we have to do. Drink this green drink and you lose weight. If I drink any drink only for 3 days, I will lose weight. It doesn't have to be a green drink.
Yeah, that's right.
Do this diet for your body. It's a four-letter word of failure, definitely. Because after diet, what are you going to do? It's a lifestyle change. Start today to understand what's good for your body. Because what's good for me might not be good for you.
That's right.
I ate nuts the other day, and I understood it's not good for me. I got a stomach ache, and I got itching on my skin.
Yeah.
It's not good for me.
I know.
And they say always eat nuts for the protein. So it's not good for me, but might be good for you. Try out what you have to do. And making a lifestyle change. And the best example is actually me, I have to tell you. I was 20 years old. I was very heavy, extremely heavy person. And very unhappy because I blamed every other person that I'm fat. Ooh, that's the easiest way. They are so lucky they are thin. They are so happy look because they are thin. In the meantime, I ate my chocolate. You know, and then I see them eating chocolate. Oh, they eat chocolate too. Of course they eat chocolate, but they don't eat the whole block.
Right.
So I understood that one day when I got very upset because I was an emotional eater, got upset. I went and bought my chocolate croissant wrapped in paper, ran to the bakery, got out, saw myself in the reflection of the show window. I wanted just to take a bite of that croissant. And I saw myself, and it was like just that that window, that shadow of myself, that reflection told me, hey girl, you're doing this to yourself. Look at you. That's why you're fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a choice, being upset or stopping and say, yes, this is right. I started to detox my mind, telling myself now, yes, it's me. I understood it's me. I had to be honest that I'm the one who is eating. That's why I'm fat. And then I started to detox my body. I detoxed my mind, detoxed my body. My mind was, instead of telling myself, oh my God, I cannot eat chocolate anymore, I said, I want vegetables. I love the apples. I love my dark bread. I had to detox my mind with the positive, in a positive way. And then my body absorbed that nutrition in a healthy way. Because before that it was, oh, vegetables, I eat them in my chocolate, oh, I want my dessert. And then even the vegetables I ate, they didn't have a good feeling with me because it was negative. I started to look at vegetables. Oh my God, they are green. Oh, the carrots are actually orange. I officially sat down and had lunch or dinner consciously eating, that I consciously ate, and my mind told me, these carrots are good. And they went into my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt good, and I felt light. And I ate, and even my stomach said, eh, we're done, we don't need more, it's good. Yeah. And I walked away from the table with satisfaction.
Yeah, and you know, you said something really key, because I grew up with a profound dislike for apples. And it has to do with just some childhood experience I had. But I grew up with that all my life. And somewhere along the way, I was on a lifestyle change and I got sick. And I think it was Dr. Darvish that talked to me about apples and what they have. And there's truth to be said about an apple a day. And I discovered a certain type of apple that I had not eaten before. And I don't go now a single day without eating an apple. But I had to get rid of that story.
Yeah.
That childhood story, because anytime anybody would offer me anything with an apple in it, my answer was, I don't like apples. And what's fascinating is our minds are connected. Our brain is a part of our body. That's our brain. It is a part of our body. Herbert Benson wrote a fantastic book, and he said this: because as human beings, we don't understand how many connectors we have in this thing on the top of our head. Because that's what you're talking about. You're talking about mind, right, and body. And we have a complete disconnect. But you're bringing detox together, mind, body, and we'll talk about spirit. They have to work in conjunction, because the mind is connected to the body, and the body has millions and millions of connections. And what I think you're talking about is, if we don't put these two together in the boxing ring, you can't have one without the other.
No, mind and body has to be in sync. They have to tell each other the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you exactly say. We are disconnected. We're going with the mind, and we are not listening to the body. And when we can stop once and just breathe and bring that connection and rewire the brain to say, this is good for me, and I'm going on for that the rest of my life, instead of, I'm doing this diet now for 2 months and then you lose all the weight and then you go on. You cannot eat only apples for 5-6 days. The body needs something else. And what I really love what you said.
Apple pie.
What you said is, you gave the apple a second chance.
I did.
Meaning you grew up.
You grew up. I did grow up.
You let that childhood thing go and say, I'm not that little girl anymore. I need to give it a second chance.
Yeah.
And through that, basically you get the nutrition for your body that the apple has, because we need that from time to time.
Yeah.
So we have to give things that from childhood we just couldn't have. We rejected it. We resented just because of
an experience.
A little event that happened. Let that go.
Till this day, Catholic boarding school. Thank you, Catholic boarding school. I still to this day cannot eat oatmeal. But let's... Benny, let's go ahead and skip the break. Barbara Scheidegger is here. We're talking about detox your life. One of the things I want to talk about which related to this is the work that you do. We're talking about the conscious mind, conscious body. But that's not at the core for me. That is the tip of the iceberg. It is the subconscious, the unconscious, Jung talked about. And I don't know. I know this is the body of work you do, but thanks to my buddy Pete Siegel, who's passed on. Benny, you remember Pete. He opened the door for me to understand that the changes I were making were only the tip.
Yeah.
That there was this unconscious. And that's where clinical hypnotherapy comes in the work that you do. And the Scheidegger approach includes NLP, clinical hypnotherapy, visualizations, you name it. You've put it all together. But I think you put it all together because you had to create changes that included all these things. And that's how you came up with the Scheidegger approach, too. I want to ask you this question. What is it that we have to understand about the subconscious, even the subconscious parts of the body, not just the mind? But our body is only what we see. We get messages from our body all the time.
Yes. And that's where we have to pay attention to. We cannot ignore them constantly and just put them away because someone else said something else. The problem we have, that society has, listen to the society instead listening to yourself. That's what I said. What's good for you might not be good for me. So I have to figure out what's good for me. There are people, they only need 5 hours sleep in a night, they're fine. Oh, I would be a zombie. I need to sleep 8 hours. And that's what we have to accept, what we need, what the body needs. And that's in the unconscious mind. As I said, you know, we are functioning 88% of the day, we function with the unconscious mind. 12% is the mind. So can you imagine what we have within us?
Mm-hmm.
As I say, thank God we have the unconscious mind. We can move. We can do without thinking. The left foot first, right foot first. How do I take? Okay, I'll go up the stairs. This is all good. But there are things within us, like you said, with the apple.
Yeah.
You're stuck there.
Yeah.
You don't understand why you're doing that. And once you just sit down and pay attention of all your movement and, like I said, consciously eating, you will eat less.
Yeah.
When we start doing things consciously, bringing it up from the unconscious mind to the conscious mind and make it conscious of why we behave like sometimes idiots. You know?
Yeah.
Why we do that constantly, we upset other people. Bringing it up and see yourself what you're doing. Do you want to be like this? No. But how can you change it? Now you see what you're doing. What do you want to change? Where do you want to go? See yourself in 5 years being like this. What's the result? See yourself in 5 years making the change. What's the result?
Yeah.
The fact is you cannot stay in the middle. You have to make a decision.
Yeah.
So make a decision that's good for you and not what other people expect you to do.
Well, that leads me to this other piece that you work with folks on. And I think we're only going to get to one aspect of it. I think the greatest awakening I had was how toxic, and let me just call it, my spiritual self was. You know, for lack of a better reason. And so what does that even mean? Resentments,
yeah.
Right? Unwilling to forgive. I mean, you could go through the list. And some people say, oh, but that's emotional. And here's what I say to people that say that to me. Those emotions have to be deep-rooted in some lack of trust,
yeah,
in whatever your spiritual journey is about. Doesn't matter what religion you might be. If there is a place that is harboring anything but love, it has to be called up for detox.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it is. It starts with ourselves, accepting ourselves for who we are, loving ourselves for who we are. And that's when you can bring out the love into the world too. In kindness and mm-hmm. calmness and acceptance of yourself. Let go of the guilt.
Yeah, our true selves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Guilt won't bring you anything of what we're living a life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just hang on what was bad for us and what's guilty for, so we can feel guilty, life is quite miserable.
Yeah.
And it will go on the way you wanted to get to have your life. But once you just realize that actually life is good in no matter what situation that you are, and see the good in it. And I had a client the other day, actually, came in and he always got angry
mm-hmm.
about everybody, everything, just anger,
mm-hmm.
lots of anger.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't live my life like this because it's not good for me. It's not good for the others. So in the trance of the deep relaxation, he realized, you know, that this calm and stillness can be bring the calm and still also to the surface. What happened? It's that when people said something and got angry, we installed that basically as a trigger of being relaxed and calm and taking it as it is. And that's, we brought that in his life today.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody just says something that he doesn't like before today, it's like, oh, this is calm. How can I help this person?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big leap. It's really a giant leap to go. I know that, you know, he's doing that because you've worked with him.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's a giant leap to go from anger to calm.
Yeah.
Right? And that does require work.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not an overnight fix.
No, right.
It's not a pill to swallow. If somebody wants a lifestyle change, if you're so sick and tired of just being angry, or so sick and tired that being stuck in your box, there is help out there.
Mm-hmm.
It starts already with realizing that you don't want that and realize what you want. And then the good part is once you realize what you want, we can work on
mm-hmm.
that. And people tell me always, I don't know what I want. I don't want this. I don't want that. And I don't care what you don't want. You don't want it anyway. What do you want? And then it's always silence at the beginning. That's a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there must be something you want. And the nice part is they're not coming up and say, I want a big house. I want a Ferrari. No, I want freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I want peace. I want to move forward. My question is always, how do you see yourself now in 5 years?
Yeah.
If you go on what you're doing now, how does that feel?
Well, I know why that answer is so common, though. Because generally, by the time you get to the point of working with you, or you, right? By the time you get to that point, you probably experience a considerable amount of either mental, emotional, or physical pain, or
yeah,
all of them.
It will you're
manifest at a crossroads.
In your body.
Yeah. Yeah, you manifest. Because that's how the body comes in, is when we hold on to these things, then... And we don't know or have a way to release them. Just saying let it go isn't always the answer, because I think you said it before. You got to get underneath it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you eating that apple? Right? Why aren't you drinking that bottle of water? And I think that's part of when I think about, you know, detoxing your life and the body of work you do around that. You really look at everything.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can take one piece and it's going to solve all of your problems. There may be layers and layers and layers, right?
Oh, there are. And I see people, you know, exactly with body pain, they come in and they say, I went to the doctor, I had surgery, I had this, and still it's still there.
Yeah.
I said, your body's telling you something, running up to the mind, that we have to release that, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And through hypnosis, we go deeply, really to the, we dig in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I know people in the beginning, they're always a little bit scared.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't know. And then, and once they realize, oh, this is just relaxation, and I am in control over this relaxation, we go in there, and just after the first session,
mm-hmm.
they are already relieved of some pain or something. They give themselves the permission to let go. And sometimes it just pops up and say, look, this is what you're doing. And the question is, my question, because I don't know what that is, I ask them, are you willing to let that go? Are you willing to be free of that? Okay, we let that go. And my question, the beginning of the session is always what you want. So we just cannot get let go of that. We have to replace it with the good apple.
Yeah, right? You know, you absolutely do. And then, you know, the other part of this too is, you know, we forget that we're on our personal journey. And if we're in a place where we're on a personal journey, it doesn't mean that everybody around us is on the same journey. Oh. And if we look to others to either validate or acknowledge, we're going to be in trouble for that.
You're going to be disappointed
mm-hmm.
because you want them to validate what you do. But in their mind, it's not good what you're doing because they would not do it. It wouldn't be good for them.
Right.
So for validation is very, very dangerous, actually, for ourselves.
Or maybe something we did, you know, harmed another person. And all of a sudden, we've now had an epiphany and we are asking for forgiveness. Well, it isn't always the same. So I want to get back. I know we got a couple of minutes left. I want to get back to something you said earlier. This has to be a personal journey.
Absolutely.
You have to do this because you want to do it, not because somebody makes you do it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I had some lady coming in. She wanted to stop smoking, but because her husband wanted to do it, I said, then you want? You know, I like my cigarette.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing we can do with that. I wish you good luck. Come back when you are ready. Maybe a year later, she came back, and then we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
She said, now I'm ready.
Right.
So it's when you're ready, but don't wait until you hit rock bottom. It's like a toothache. You know, you're afraid to go to the dentist. It's just hurting a little bit. You're still not going. And then it becomes worse. And you just swallow pills, but you're still not going to the dentist. You complain to all others, but you're not doing something until it hurts so badly you're going.
Right.
And then you read the root canal. No, actually, you have to remove the tooth. And then the tooth is removed. It will heal. It will cover. They put an implant in, but you lost the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You waited so long. Doesn't mean that you will that your mouth is not going to be good, but you had to go through that horrible pain. And I bet next time you pay attention when something happened, you're running and fixing it immediately.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Fix it immediately before it becomes a root canal or surgery or something else.
Yeah.
Do it now. It's your life. What are you doing waiting for others to validate your life? Look at yourself. Be kind to yourself. And if you're stuck in something, there is help. Do not resent help. Don't be afraid to ask for help because somebody might laugh at you. It doesn't matter. There is always someone who will laugh. And you know why he laughs? Because he wants it too. But he's afraid to do it also. That's what it is.
I know.
Be strong. Stay up to yourself. That I'm going to do it. I can. I will. And I'm doing it right now. And your life will be so much better.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for today. Folks, Barbara Scheidegger, if you want to find out more, go to yesmindedpower.com. And we're talking about this body of work that you do, which is called detoxing your life. All of it. How do you make it happen? How can you work with Barbara and go through the process? and come out the other side with the life you truly love. Thank you so much. Last question.
Thank you for having me.
What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Today's the day to make the change, because yesterday you said tomorrow.
All right. I'm Dr. Pat, everybody. If you want more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. And remember this. It's like Barbara said, the ball is in each of our court. It's there. You got to be ready to take the shot. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.